Even before the drought fears were officially confirmed, interest in installing home rainwater catchment systems was on the rise.
A couple years ago, I was probably looking at a couple inquiries a month. Now I'm getting 4 or 5 inquiries a day. And I think the drought that we're in has kind of caused that.
Chad Griffith is the Assistant General Manager at Harmony Farm Supply near Grayton. He says our weather patterns here in the North Bay pose a challenge for reusing rainwater.
We have a 6-month period where we don't get any rain each year. So although we get plenty of rain, it's a matter of being able to store enough water to make it through 6 months. I discounted rainwater catchment for many years because the average landscape takes a lot of water. I would say something in the 10,000, 20,000 gallons per year range, and that's not practical for the average person to store.
But Griffith has begun to see the issue differently. It's not how much water is needed for the yard, but how much can be done with the water that is available, the amount the catchment system has collected. He offers an example.
Based on a 100-square-foot area, which would be roughly 3 4-by-8 raised garden beds, you would need to store about 1,100 gallons of water to irrigate those vegetables for 6 months between April and September. That is a typical size for a standard city residence.
Stan Solomon mainly wanted to provide water for the roses and camellias outside his home in Windsor. So he set up a small collection system primarily to supply them.
You just cut a slot in your downspout and then run a tube from that to a input on your rain barrel. Now, the one I had was 50 gallons, nothing fancy. It wasn't that expensive, under $100. And I have two outputs. One you can connect a hose to, and you can get a connector that will work with a drip system.
That worked so well, he added a second system, one 3 times as big, on the other side of the house. Finding the space to do more than that is often the limiting factor in sizing a catchment system, says Griffith.
Water's heavy, so when you store a lot of it, your foundation can settle a little bit. So you want to get some crushed rock or maybe even a cement foundation for the weight. Usually something like a 5x5 footprint, 25 square feet, maybe 50 square feet. You could be 5 feet tall, 8 feet tall. Then it's pretty simple. It's a matter of getting the water draining from your gutter into the tank.
If space is not a problem, tanks as large as 5,000 gallons can be installed without needing a permit, although bigger installations do require more on-site preparation. Jesse Froelich advocates a different approach. Her Guerneville-based company, BlueBarrelSystems.com, distributes recycled 50-gallon plastic barrels that can be linked to create a modular storage system. And she's found that people tend to install catchment systems for one of two reasons.
One is environmental benefit. People who recognize that it's up to all of us to steward our water resources and reduce our draw on these very stressed reservoirs that we're all drawing from. And then the second reason is emergency preparedness. The value of having, you know, hundreds or thousands of gallons of water stored on your site, suddenly if for any reason your primary water source became inaccessible, you and your household would have a source of water to draw from. That is something that many people are willing to pay for.
But people don't save rainwater to save money, as we'll see when we look at the economics of catchment systems tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.